الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبك المصطفى محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness that there is no deity save Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant, his messenger, and mercy to all the worlds. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In my khutbah today, I'm gonna relate to the social responsibilities in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين في الرقاب وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, it is not righteousness that you turn your faces towards the east or the west in your salah, that is, but the one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last day, the angels, the book, all the books, the prophets, and gives wealth out of what he likes in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the near of kin, to the orphans, to the needy, to the wayfarer, and those who ask and set a slave free, and to establish the prayer, give in charity, fulfill his or her promise when promise, and patience is their quality or character in the adversity situation and hardship and poverty. It is understood from this ayah, which is the blueprint of Islamic behavior, whether it is towards our brothers and sisters in the same faith or humanity at large. It doesn't matter. This is the blueprint of how a Muslim should behave in a society. And it is not understood to mean that individual is only for him or herself. It is understood that to work together to fulfill the general needs of the society and the community at large, as well as the individual needs of its members. This is what it means. Every member is aware not only that he or she had rights, but also responsibilities towards others, especially those who are incapable of fulfilling their own needs. This entails providing for the needs of those people, as well as protecting them from any harm. Protect those who are oppressed in the society. Protect those who have no voice and those who are oppressed. This is the scope of social responsibilities in Islam. In a word, it is the universal message of humanity. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصر أخاك ظالما أو مظلوما فقالوا مظلوما نرى يا رسول الله ولكن ظالما قال خذوا على يديه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام that you have to grant help for your brothers and sisters who are oppressed and if they are aggressors or the aggressee or aggressed upon. And they said, well, we know about the aggressed one. And how come for those aggressors? And he said that you advise, you stop him or her from being aggressive against people. We find out throughout our life in this country that people try to dehumanize Islam and Muslims in every which way in this society and in the country and in the world at large to achieve their own or their certain agendas to destroy the very fabric of our United States of America, of our society and our country. Which is built on the shoulders of many generations of immigrants, many generations of African Americans, many generations of the native Indians lived in this country. This country is great, the greatest in the world, because of the work of its people that came from every angle of the globe, seeking freedom, sacrificed a lot to build this country and in a way to build their own dreams. We know among our community how many of us have migrated from different parts of the world, seeking better life, seeking better responsibilities, better opportunities. And many of you also were born in this country, and we are Muslims. And some of us are none. But the problem is that over the years, this country is built, as we know, on the shoulders of immigrants. With the sacrifices. We as Muslims believe in the laws and the values of our countries, of our country, the United States of America. We believe in the value of protecting it from harm or terrorism or anything that affects the safety and the security of our country. We believe in the laws and the values of our society. The value system that it provides for anyone is free to practice their own religion the way they seem to practice it without harming other people, without being aggressors, for all groups to live side by side within the fabric of this country that we are raised in, some of us raised in. And what it stands for. I will narrate to you the very poem that was written on the Statue of Liberty by the lady whose name is Emma Lazarus. In 1883, she wrote, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless tempests tossed to me. I lift my lamp besides the golden door." These are the words written at the base of the Statue of Liberty. A couple of days ago, Wednesday, if you recall, if you were watching TV, on the 4th of July, a peaceful activist protested the immigration laws, where she climbed the Statue of Liberty, the base of the statue, and peacefully protested at the feet of the Lady Liberty. This gesture is because of the very values of our country granted the free speech, the rights to protest an unjust law against those who are oppressed, who are minorities, and against ethnicity and religion, a religious group which is being attacked, us Muslims. This is against our own values in this country, to specifically target one group or one religious group or one ethnicity, to deny them the immigration, to deny them the very basic life and safety in this country just because they were targeted. We as Muslims, we believe in the safety of our country. We believe in laws. And we believe that we have to protect our country from those people who try to harm it, harm our society. From wherever they come, from which group they originated from, or any religion. And that's what we stand for, to protect our country. We are valuable to this society, and we do not want to repeat the history, what happened in the World War II. We need to protect our community and our country from all aggressions, foreign or domestic. And that's what we believe in as Muslim community. We understand this community was built on the notion that we all have rights to our beliefs. And this is the principle. This is not America that we know. It is the principles of America that we know before stands for those who are oppressed. Dear brothers and sisters, these are the values that is demonstrated in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said in the hadith عن النعمان بن البشير بن بشير رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the believers in their affection, mercy and compassion for each other are like a single body part. A single body, if one limb feels pain, the whole body will become restless and feverish. And this is the way we are. This is the way we are as Muslim community, to act like an equalizer, to stand for those who have no voice, to stand for those who have no power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Isra, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد كرمنا بني آدم وحملناهم في البر والبحر ورزقناهم من الطيبات وفضلناهم على كثير ممن خلقنا تفضيلا. Allah says, verily we have honored the children of Adam. We carry them on land and the sea, provide sustenance to them, and have preferred them above many of those whom we created. This ayah demonstrates that many communities might migrate from one land to another, by land, by sea, or by airplanes, to seek better life we are all enjoying in this country. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are living in the United States. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our country that provides for us and provides for all the world. And we want to protect it. This is the stand that we have to take, not because of anything, but because we are Muslims. And we are believing in the Quran and the Sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Astaghfirullah. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mumtahina, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids you not with regards to those who did not fight against you nor forced you out of your homes from dealing with them kindly and justly. Allah loves those who are just. This is the way our Quran and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us throughout the history of Islam and until the day of judgment. This is what we stand for. That's our principles. That's our character. And many of members of our community, our brothers and sisters from the different faiths that stood by us and protested against the unjust law. And we should thank our community, our brothers and sisters, for their stand with us, because they're applying the very principle of Islam in their stand against aggression or against unjustly treatment to special groups. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إن الله عليم خبير. O people, we have created you from a single pair of male and female, and we made you nations and tribes, so that you may know one another, cherish one another, not to despise one another. Certainly, the most honorable amongst you are those who are more righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. So, at the end, that we have to thank our brothers and sisters of the community. We thank God that we are safe in this country, and we work very hard with the police department and the federal authorities to stand firm with our country against aggression, against those who are criminals trying to enter our country and to cause harm to its people and to the institution and the constitution of our countries. This is a country of the free, the land that we love, and the land that we cherish. May Allah protect our country. May Allah protect us, protect our people, protect our brothers and sisters in different faith, those who have no voice, those who are oppressed against any aggression. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna. اللهم عافنا وعف عنا اللهم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم والله we ask you to grant us forgiveness in this dunya and the day after والله grant healing for those who are sick والله we ask you to grant healing for those who are sick يا أرحم الراحمين والله we ask you to stand firm for justice and make us stand firm for justice in this country آمين يا رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة